Well. Hi, Spielers. How are you? How are you, Josephine?
Hi, Musi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's a new week.
And
what do we have today?
Gosh, today is so exciting. But first, we need to say sorry. We missed the...
Yeah, we missed last Saturday.
Exactly.
Guys, we are so sorry, but we do have a good reason. We were taking a breather so that we can restructure and bring you guys something more intriguing,
yes,
more engaging and fun.
Baby.
As always, we're always thinking about you.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, we are doing something very different.
Yeah.
We wanted to engage everybody and know your opinion so that we can include you in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going right to it.
Yeah.
Like Zasa, to me, always up on Instagram, we asked what was the worst excuse that you have been given after?
Yeah, after being cheated on.
This is the work of the devil. I cast you and I bind you and I rebuke in the name of Jesus.
You know, we actually sat down and started talking about how these things are usually very undermined or underrated. People don't normally talk about it, but... what is that worst excuse you've been given after being cheated on?
You know how people sometimes are very vague.
Yes.
When they cheat on you.
Absolutely.
But now we just wanted to dive in and understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nisisi peke tu ama pia nyinyi, mbeki pitia.
Yeah.
So,
at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we are talking with you guys. Because tumejaribu kuwafanya mujibu hizo polls zetu za Instagram. Nazo mujibu vizuri. So we decided, well, how about this time round we make it anonymous? Maybe that way people will be confident.
Yes. And let me tell you,
mm-hmm,
we've got the...
responses.
Yo.
They were coming in hot. They were coming in hot, babes. Like, I was looking at NGL, because we use the NGL link.
Yes.
So I was looking at it every single hour, there mm-hmm were like two responses coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some were irrelevant, but we just appreciate the fact that you took your time to respond nonetheless.
You know, nyinyi ndo wale wa wenye mlikuwa mnaambiwa, do not answer two questions kwa exam. Na mna answer zote, you fail everything.
My friend, utawacha mchezo.
You know.
Anyway, we love you.
Yeah, we love you. And as we promised, we're going to read out every single response we got.
Yes.
Relevant or irrelevant, we're still going to celebrate you here on the podcast. We won't seclude you.
Yeah.
Like I said, we appreciate you responding. So, here we go.
Yes. The first one.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Have you ever cheated? Ebu soma moja?
No. Actually, the first one that we received was the question, the first mm-hmm one that we did, because we did two polls, actually.
Yes.
The first one was the worst excuse you've received from a partner or a former partner after they cheated on you.
Mm.
And the first response we got from this was, one person responded, ati alikuwa anadhani ni mimi.
Oh no, she didn't!
Guys.
Typical.
How do you say that? Una cheat on me and you're thinking that it's me.
I love the usual say, hai kukua wewe.
Hai kukua wewe, ukoshua. Aki wala yonyuele iliku inakaa kama yako.
I swear thighs ziliko zinakaa zako.
No. Even though you're trying to lie, come on. At least give it some effort.
Oh my God. You.
I actually saw this and I was laughing because I'm like, guys, atakamu nataka kudanganya, at least tia bidi kidogo. Ati nikuwa dhani wewe. Atakamu umelewa aji.
There's
how
no
is,
way.
There is no way. I think that person was just probably not even sure what to say. So
yeah, he was actually, she was actually done with him. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, nilikuwa tu nadhani ni wewe, babe. It wasn't you.
Mm.
Oh my God.
I would actually want to know how this ended. I want to know. I wish I knew the person you're to Mulize. By the way, how did you navigate this?
What was your response?
Yeah,
like, how did you respond to that?
You know.
Mimi kulingana na mimi sina maoni. Sina maoni kabisa.
Because me may think as a check and I walk away. I don't think I even have the strength in me, the capacity to handle such a comment.
Ebu mudanganye vizuri uko nje. Please, be creative.
Yeah, but that was the first comment.
Mm-hmm.
The second response was an irrelevant one, but a very sweet one.
Mm-hmm.
The person said, I miss you. So I don't know if they thought maybe it was one person... questionnaire, mm-hmm. like it's one of us who's receiving, mm-hmm. But we do miss you. I'm so sure ni vile atukujui, but
baada ya jitokeleze ukuje DM useme
I miss you
specifically.
Yes.
This
yes.
page is for two people.
Yeah, because this one when we sent it out, we received responses.
But me, I'm so sure ni watu wa Josephine. They are not mine.
On. Guys, like, that's what a guilty person says.
No.
Anajua ni wake sasa ndio maana ananiambia hivyo. Anajaribu kuapush kwangu. But nonetheless, we do appreciate that she misses. I don't know which one of us, but we appreciate that. So, the mm-hmm. third response.
Yeah, give me.
It's a juicy one.
Tell me.
Okay, this one made me feel like seeking out the person and taking them to therapy myself. It was something. I don't think I'd survive if I was in this person's shoes. I think I would cause a ruckus or something. But the person mm-hmm. responded and said, my dad cheated on my mom before they got married.
Sema kimeumana!
Kimeumana!
What?
Ooh.
So, anasema generational whatever.
It's a generational curse.
It's a generational
or blessing.
Thing.
I don't know. Maybe to him it's a blessing and we don't even know. You or she, I don't know.
But we need to continue the generational blessing.
No. Because I know, I can tell you for sure when I read this, I almost suspected some people. And I was like, I need to tell them. Maybe I think it's them. But I was like, no, this is anonymous. Let me keep it that way. Because I remember seeing this comment. And the first thing I did was reach out to Masi. Like, Masi, okay, I'm not feeling okay. I read this comment, this response by one of our fans. And I'm like, are you guys still living in the same house together as one? And how did you even find out that your dad cheated on your mom before? And why are they even together to begin with? Like,
he or she said, mm-hmm. that because my dad cheated on my mom mm-hmm. before we got together.
Before they got married.
Yes. So he means, tuneza cheat, then to get married.
So it's like, to him, it's like a normal thing.
Yes.
To him or her, this is the problem now. We don't even know the gender. But they probably see it as the right thing because you may find maybe in their dating life.
I swear that is sad.
It is sad because this is something that this person sees as normal. At the end of the day, ataya mwenyewe atenda kwanza kufanya to the same thing akijipatia your excuse. Yeah, my dad also did this, but at the end of the day, he ended up with my mom.
So it's not that bad. Oh my God. That is very bad.
Oh, I got so heartbroken when I saw that because I think if it were in my situation, girl. And I found out.
Can you imagine?
I don't want to ever find out.
If somebody comes, tells you, my dad cheated on my mom before they got married. So I decided to try it out to see
if maybe it's something that I can actually do as well.
Mm.
I don't know. It's kind of bad because it's traumatizing. I don't think this thing ever leaves your mind. I love how you look at your dad in a different picture. I don't think I'd see my dad the same way if that was me.
But what about the recipient?
The mom.
Yeah, I love how the mom doesn't know about the cheating. So it's you who found out.
Oh my goodness,
now,
that's something else.
I love the girlfriend has known about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a circus.
Oh no, no. Me, I think, hey, my dad, no. Can you imagine, what would you do if it was your dad? If you found out that your dad cheated on your mom before they got married?
Watch an ambe. Call to we are 8. So there's no way. You know those people, yeah. Maybe our and watu wanazaliwa watu wawili.
Moja.
Yeah. But we are 8.
Mm.
How can you even go like and cheat?
Utakuwa na nguvu.
Na mtu mwenye 8. And now we are adults. How will you face us?
I know.
And you know, when you usaive yenye kwa hivi, it's very easy for me to tell to call my dad out.
Yeah, you will tell him off of what he has done. You'll be
don't
like,
cheat on my
doing?
Mama. What
I
do
know.
You mean?
No. We do not accept that here. I don't know how you're doing, dear fan, dear listener. Akikama ni wewe na ni wole to me your response. I hope you're okay. I hope you're not going to end up like your dad, or you're going to see it as something like as an excuse to do bad things out here.
But what you're not getting is the person now, this person who cheated, aliambia huyu de mama huyu boy, at the reason why I cheated ni because my mom na ama whatever cheated on them before they got married. So sasa yeye alika kwa hiyo relationship ama did she or he?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh my God.
There's a lot.
But like, we wish you very well.
We do. We really hope you're okay. And that is not a good thing. I don't care. I know the way you responded, because I remember the response is filled with laughing emojis. So I don't know if that's a coping mechanism.
Let
but
me tell you, Josie,
okay.
Over thing.
I do. I was almost looking for this person in Mulizeka Kosawa, because, bro, these things are not good. we do not accept such behavior.
No.
But anyway, mm-hmm. On to the next response.
Mm-hmm.
The next person responded and said that he was trying something new because we had dated for 5 years. Lol.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. I was trying something new. Yeah. Alichoka na 5 year relationship. Akasema I need to test the waters out here. Akasema chubui. Kidogo tu then irudi. Like he doesn't want to lose the 5 year relationship, but he's tired of getting the same sex every single day.
Oh my God.
So his excuse for cheating was that he wanted to taste something new.
Can you imagine? And maybe this is your first boyfriend or girlfriend.
What are you doing?
Maybe these are the people, let's say.
Yeah.
Achani ataftie excuse. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe ni wale watu wana datingi from high school.
Yeah.
So they broke each other's virginity.
Mm.
So somebody is very curious.
Yeah. The young love.
Young love to see. Maybe it's that.
And when they get to campus, maybe they find other people who are very interesting. And maybe they get sexually attracted to them. Yeah. And they feel they need to maybe test that.
Yeah.
Before maybe they get to the age where now they are trying to settle down.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That could actually be a good theory. But still, that's a very bad excuse. There's no way you're going to tell me that you want to test something new and it's because so we've been in a relationship for 5 years. If you feel like you're tired, you need to just leave.
So you'd rather like akuache.
Aniache, eh. So that you can keep your dignity and you can keep my respect. Like at least you had the guts to come and tell me, it's been a long time together. We've had a good time together. But right now I feel like I need to explore other,
you know, experiences. Josie is saying these things because she sees these things in movies and thinks like it's the real life.
No,
welcome
really?
To reality because,
okay.
Let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
because when you have spent with somebody like 5 years, let's not talk about young love. Let's talk about now adulthood,
mm-hmm.
where you spent your whole life with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then a mess.
Yeah.
So many people forgive that. Like, people don't want to start from scratch.
And I do get that, especially when it comes to the financial aspect and getting back to the dating game from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But so what's the point? What's the point of staying in a relationship that just taints your name and your reputation? And you're not happy emotionally or mentally. This person is not really going to love you the right way because the attention is now extended to somebody else. They're no longer happy in the relationship, so they're going to seek that happiness elsewhere. What's the point of being in an environment that deteriorates your mental health?
People I know, I understand what you're saying, but you know, people stay.
I feel when like people sacrifice a lot.
People, Kwanza, let me just talk about women.
Yeah.
Women stay in relationship hata kama this person has cheated over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because now they have not detached emotionally.
Okay.
It's not like poof.
Yeah, but I feel like there's so many women who have detached emotionally, but they're crying for the kids.
No, they have. You know, one thing about a woman is, if nikikosana na boy sai, and anakuja na nyumba msamaha, then I forgive them. I will stay.
Yeah.
I will really stay. But now I will start detaching in the relationship. Nikiwa kwa relationship. And when it's over, it's over. That's why you find it so many times women, wakienda ameenda. Because ali detach akiwa kwa relationship. Atakusamehea, yes. But when it's done, it's done.
Mm.
But that moment when he cheated, she has to think of plan B.
Mm. Yeah, now she has to leave.
And she has to leave.
Yeah.
That is the plan B. But she can't go like poof.
Yeah. But I think it trickles down to your values and what is a priority to you. You know, because when you're in a marriage that is not happy or fulfilling, or in a relationship that is not happy or fulfilling, you're looking at, do I want to stay here because of me, or am I staying here because of maybe a third party, aka a kid? So at the end of the day, I feel like it boils down to what values you have. If you're the type of person who values loyalty and respect, I don't think you'd stay in such a relationship.
But let me tell you something. Mimi, I have friends who are married. And I think when you get married, you start seeing life in a very different perspective.
How?
It's not like us. When you know we're single, we are not married yet. You know, now
in a relationship.
Hey, we are not married yet. You're not married.
Okay.
So when a person is married, it's very different from me, from us, who are not in a married yenye tumeenda. So Josie, you're not married.
So technically I'm single according to legal documents.
Yes, that is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a legal officer, just so you have been married, and you see these people, they start seeing perspective very differently.
Mm.
And when you sit with them, yes, they don't accept usual mambo za, oh, I will never stay when a man cheats on me, whatever, but they have stayed.
Yeah.
And it comes to, when you come to think about it, it's life. Like, unakumbuka when you tulikuwa wadogo, we used to think, oh, by 24, I'll be married.
Yeah.
Wherever, things change. Even now, we're seeing things different.
Yeah.
So, we're seeing money matters in relationships. Initially, we didn't see that.
Mm.
In marriage, people think we need to stick together for the kids.
That is BS. Staying for the kids. Why am I staying in a relationship because of the kids?
But you need to be there to
kids,
say that.
Let me tell you, Masi, when you're staying in a relationship or in a marriage because of the kids always sense these things happening between their mother and their father. They will sense that they're off. Their love is not the same. They do not really respect each other enough. Like, it's going to be a very sad home filled with a lot of maybe discomfort, hatred between the mom and the dad. And these children are going to be depressed. And they'll be like, ah, our parents are just together because of us. That's it. They will not be happy. So what's the point of being there? You're not happy as a woman. You're not happy as a man. And your kids are not happy.
Mm.
There's something called co-parenting. I think this is why this thing has evolved in this modern world. It's called co-parenting. You can parent together, but separately.
You can't co-parent, but just you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
When you're there is when you can say these things.
True.
And so, Sai, we can't just jump and say, oh, it's not whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. We have our values. And you can't judge people who have stayed in relationships. You don't know whatever they're going through.
True.
So, when it comes to that topic, it's very broad. I think we need somebody who is married to be in the studio to actually...
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we're just giving our own opinions from our perspectives.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not there where we can give like very base-filled answers.
So that people can start saying, oh, we're judging them. No, we're not judging. It's just...
Yeah, it's opinions too.
Opinions.
Plus, it's what we think we would do if we were in their shoes, but of course we're not.
But until we reach there, ndo tutajua.
It's a really broad conversation, by the way, but we'll have time for that.
Yeah.
So on to the next response. The other person responded, this one was irrelevant as well, but...
is irrelevant. Let's go to the relevant.
We'll go to the one. This person wanted to know who your crush is. Who is your crush?
When it comes to like a celebrity. I'm a... No, me...
After
I'm,
real life.
No.
Me never not a furahi ya kisikia ni ya metadu.
Ataki dogo. Naman,
Ni nani crush ako? I think I even know. It's a movie after, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You know him.
The popular one. The one on TikTok making women go Google.
No. This KJ husband.
Oh, KJ Smith's husband? Are you serious?
God, that man.
Oh my goodness.
You've seen him?
Yes, I've seen him. I wish I could just get his name, but I've seen him. If you know KJ Smith, guys, she's an actress wa nini sisters, anaitwa Andrea Barnes kwa hiyo movie. So her husband, yo ndio Masi anasema.
Hata akikosana, sitasikia vibaya sana.
Okay, like he's God open. Forbid. He's in the market now. I can go to America and just bag him.
But
he's fine.
He's very fine.
Tall build. He looks delicious.
Now, sunaona.
Anyway,
who's your crush, Josephine?
My crush.
Hata labda ni boyfriend yako aliuliza hiyo swali.
Hapana, hata ni mimi nakumbuka tulikuwa. I remember we were just conversing and then I asked him, "Babe, who's your crush?" Aliniambia hata sikumbuki, by the way. No, but I remember we agreed Rihanna kikuja show interest in one of us, we are breaking up. That was it. At least that much I knew. But my movie crush, Nikio James. I don't know if you know the guy. The latest movie he has acted in, It Was a Gentleman. It's on Netflix. Anyway, that's it. So, other than that, there's somebody else who confessed that they have a crush on one of us. That was the last look. The next response.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, these responses are just... when I tell you they came in hot, that's what I was talking about. But anyway, on to the other relevant response.
Yeah.
The worst excuse that this person received after being cheated on was that their wife was on postpartum.
Arimis, is your best friend, Saya Drought?
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
That shocked me.
Mm. Yani that bibi kama hizi have sex, you just me. Switch. That is it. You can't wait. You cannot wait for like 3 months. You need ndefu sana,
so,
eh?
Ebu soma vizuri. Ebu let me read this. Amesema so that
their
I
wife.
Can understand.
Their
shit.
Wife.
Worst excuse after being cheated on.
Mm.
So, this person who cheated, it's probably a woman. Akaambia huyo boy, bwana yake alikuwa kwa past.
Postpartum.
Mm-hmm. That's bibi yake alikuwa kwa past. So, nilienda kumsaidia tu.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be generous. We need to help people
oh,
out here.
Oh, my goodness. No. We need to put boundaries on help. You do not just give help like that. That is wrong. What do you mean? And I'm so sure he probably said this after. After the deed had been done. That's when he was like, oh, by the
no,
way.
No. Me, I'm not going to make an excuse for that woman because I know it's a woman who cheated.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to make that guy excuse because some women know. We know. When you get with somebody, you know. You will have Googled them, umeenda, umetafuta, akona bibi, bibi ameza.
Now, maybe I may confess, I've noticed that men nowadays are very open about their married life.
Mm.
They will tell you if they have someone, but they also tell you, I'm interested in you for the time being. You know.
Women so, like that scare me.
I know. Like, oh, don't you have any date? Boundaries. How go be nani? How go be karma? Because this could happen to you.
Exactly.
Somebody else could just come and swoop your man and you'll just be that depressed.
Ati sasa niko, yo.
Yeah. Ati juya postpartum. But I feel like that's a whole conversation on its own. Because I've remembered... there's a guy I had never talked to. I think we're acquaintances. We're not really friends. But I remember he told me that yeye anaona bibi yake akiwa kwa yo period ya after birth, now postpartum, because she needs to take like 2-3 months or even more just to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And alisema yeye anaweza tafuta tu mtu akumshikilia for the time being mpaka bibi yake arudi normal state. I was like, wait, why? It has nothing to do with me loving her and stuff like that. I still love her very much, but a man has needs. I'm like, bro, kwani yeye hana needs? First of all, amebeba mtoi for 9 months. And then after 9 months, she still has to wait for like another few
na
months.
Na bado huyo mtoto atokea na mfanana. Like, what the hell?
The world is unfair. But at the end of the day, this is just it's a lame ass excuse. And I feel like that has to do with a personal problem.
That's very wrong. Me, I feel like that is wrong.
Mm. Have another excuse, like you were tempted by somebody or something like that. But doing it because your wife is on postpartum, I feel like that is very degrading. They're very disrespectful. Considering this is the woman who has given birth to your kid. So the other response, leo guys, tumesema tunawasomea two responses and giving you our personal opinions and also some few experiences here and there. So I'm hoping that this is something that you will enjoy. But do let us know in the comment section and share with us on social media
Okay? Yeah.
So the next response was, because he dreamt that I cheated on him. Inailinimaliza. How do you cheat on me because you dreamt I cheated on you?
Hadi mimi I dream mtu ame cheat on me. But I didn't go and cheat, but I have ever dreamt.
That he cheated on you?
Like he's cheating on me.
And you wake up so mad.
I was so mad. First thing I called him, I asked him, uko api? Like, where are you? And he's like, I'm sleeping. Why? Who's there?
Send a selfie. Actually, let me video call you.
Video call.
I know. The insecurity can grow on you. Let me tell you. The dream, in the dream, it feels so real. It's, so you wake up with those intense emotions that you felt while you were in the dream.
Yeah, but that's the excuse.
That is a bad excuse.
Me, I'll just walk away.
I'll even laugh. I think I'll laugh and just tell you, you know what, bro? I wish you a good life. Because that is just so funny. How do you cheat on me because you dreamt? Huh? Yeah, but that was actually funny. That one really cracked me up.
That's lame.
It's a lame ass excuse, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, I think that was it for the section of the worst excuses.
Yeah.
That you've ever gotten after being cheated on. The other things were just basically comments. People just making comments about our podcast.
We appreciate it, guys. Yeah. We really do. You guys are amazing. And you guys are growing with us. We are seeing the growth.
We are seeing the growth. So far, I think we have 1.9k impressions on our podcast
Spotify. We really appreciate it. Send Izo even the lame wherever.
Yeah.
If you guys like Juicy, just say, Mercy, really? I like your sister.
Really?
Then takuambia tuende kwa boyfriend yake tu negotiate kama atatuachia kidogo tu.
Oh my goodness. Acha niwasome comment nilitumiwa na one of Mercy's crush. Aliuliza, would you get down with me?
Hey. No.
Would you get down with the person? No. Would you someone hope out here? She's single, guys. She's looking.
Mm? I'm not single.
Oh. Ni nani amekuwa lucky?
You know, guys, me, I'm single and I'm not single. So, I have my peoples. And
ni vile bado iko official.
Iko
50-50.
Niko single na siko single. Oh, so, yeah. But right now, I'm not going to get down with you.
I'm so sorry. Dear responder, I'm so sorry.
Maybe Josie.
Hey, why? Eric, wherever you are, excuse me, Mercy.
No, so, Eric.
Hey. Shout out to you, babe. Anyway, so the next response was... No, baby girl. I even have another response that I received.
Mm.
This one, let's call it maybe the last one for this segment before we get into the other one.
Yes.
Which will just take a short while.
Mm-hmm.
So the last one, and I feel like we're going to probably have to make a part two.
Yes, definitely.
Because, yeah, we don't want to make this too long. And so
we
have to like split it into two because we do have so many.
Mm.
So this person said, call me Delulu, but where I was told he cheated. Because he didn't want to continue hurting my VJ since I was in so much pain from long-term yeast infections. Mm-hmm. Mind you, before he cheated, I was okay health-wise.
Sasa ni yeye anakuletea maugonjwa. Me, I tell you, this man. Wacha tu kwanza, hiyo imenigusa.
Preach. What else? Sister.
Has hit the spot.
You know, it's funny because most men bring infections to women.
Yes, I love who they don't even realize it. Because me, I had a friend who was infected.
Mm-hmm.
With this constantly.
Yeah.
Atenda hospitali, atambia huyu mwanaume, then he will lie. Oh, nime treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come here and tell me that you don't want to hurt my VJ. Nigga, tenda hospitali kwanza.
I feel like that should be a rule. Before we engage in any sexual intercourse, we have to go to the hospital, get checked, get clean.
Yes.
Whatever infections you had previously, izo sinilete.
Nairobi is that. Not even Nairobi. People were chafu kuinje.
It's bad. It's so, and it's so sad because most women, you find that most people, of course, enjoy sex role, right? But they don't want to be careful health-wise. So unapata, maybe, because infections in men are rarely seen.
Exactly.
So ata mnezenda hosi upatikane kona infection and kijana atapimwa na yata patikana hana. But technically ni yeye amekupatia. But of course, akiona hivyo ataanza kukujudge, aanze kuku accuse, aseme unaona.
Do you know how yeast infection is?
And when it grows, you don't want to go there. You do not want to go there. You run mad. But I know every woman has probably experienced this before.
Yes.
But this goes out to the brothers. Please try to be more hygienic for your women. It all starts with you. Because at the end of the day, unaweza pata huyu dame, akosawa. Maybe she got treated for whatever issues she had before.
Yeah, yeah.
But then just having one round of sexual intercourse will probably bring back that infection. Because women are more sensitive.
Go get checked. The thing is, hizo zote tu, wanasema aje? Tano tisa, masiji tina, tisa sufuri. I don't know. But that, go get checked.
Please go get checked. And be safe sexually, guys. It's really not that hard.
Use condoms, man.
Yeah. But if you really just want to be all very daring, just make sure you're safe.
Magonjwa you're hygienic. Na kongoja.
And you're having one specific sexual partner. Like in your naye wezi kuwa sure. You can follow someone all over wherever they go. You just have to pray that this person is loyal to you and you're just being safe. But at the end of the day, that was some excuse. I guess me, I read that and I was like, okay,
but
wow,
have you ever been given a certain excuse that you're like, yo, what the hell? Me, I have been.
I? Tell us.
Because me, I was in a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
And this guy was in California and I was here. And I remember we used to share, what is it called? I used to use iOS.
Oh,
so we are sharing.
Yeah. Oh, accounts.
Yes.
You're sharing iOS accounts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh boy. this man was cheating on me. Yacha ni kwambie, kuna siku acha ni kwambie, usiku wa manane ni kama Mungu aliniamsha.
Akasema there's something going down.
Yeah. And when I checked my phone, it was like in a jap date.
Yeah.
Like pictures zake zinakuja za kitambo.
What did you see?
I saw, I will never forget.
What did you see?
I saw big women. I'm sorry, I'm not saying big women in a very bad way.
Yeah, it's just that description of what you saw, which is understandable.
Every slim women, big, yani.
He doesn't even have a type.
Hana type.
I'm that so is sorry.
Why. Hiyo ndo ilinimaliza.
At least tukuwe na type.
Na kaniambia, acheni niambie this man, eh? Yes. And he's going to listen to this, by the fuck you. He said,
you did my girl dirty.
Babe. Babe, I can't believe you've seen these things. Hizo yeah. Ni vitu za kitambo. Za kitambo na tumekuwa tukidate like 2021 na iko hapo 2021.
Yeah, and of course the photos have timestamps. So you will know exactly from what time they were uploaded.
He's like,
oh my God.
It's the, aliniambia ati ni shetani. Ni shetani aliniingilia. Alafu.
Blame it on Satan.
Alafu ni long distance. I was feeling lonely. Nikasema, we?
Horny.
We, unafanya kazi gani first of all?
Because, how do you have the time to really fuck all these women? How like, are you doing this? You're like a manhole.
Kweli nilichagua.
And there are all types of colors. Different women from all sorts of backgrounds.
Don't trust this long distance relationships.
No,
me.
Trust me, I don't do that either. I feel like that's now another episode. Long distance dating is work. It's a lie.
And
but
me?
I'm not saying it in a bad way. There are people who are making it work. No, but for me.
Me, I have been. All my relationships have been long distance, right?
Yes.
So it has been. Oh, okay. Huyo mingine doesn't cheat. I know that for a fact because he shares everything with me.
Yeah.
However, that one,
Alikuonyesha mambo.
Akaniambia ni shetani.
Akasema
shetani alafu unajua kwa familia yao. Mimi na huyo wa divorce hata hatuna tofauti. Kwa familia yao, they are not really like a relationship ama marriage.
They don't really value marriage.
Yeah.
Like for them, they're just open people.
So ni shetani ilimfanya na alikuwa amefocus na mimi.
Najua shetani alimwangalia akasema, bro.
Umedanganya.
Sasa nimekufanyia nini? Hii ni wewe. This is all on you. But that was a bad excuse.
That was a bad excuse,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But I'm so glad you ended that because, brav. If he was able to do that with all those guards, because unaona anajua mna share an iOS account and he's still doing that. So can
let
you
me
imagine?
Tell you, that night he locked
me out. You're in my business too much.
Why even checking that? As we, I mean, creating my own account, gave me all the everything and gave it to me. However, I didn't forgive him. Nilim forgive up immediately, by the way. That's why I don't judge people who forgive partners who have cheated.
Immediately. You know, your story in Tapachana's Queen, but bro, that was quite an experience you had.
But what excuse was I pay away?
Mimi, I don't think I've been given an excuse. Because I remember, this one now is a trigger because that was my last relationship, the one that ended very badly.
Yes.
Did he give me any particular? I remember things just went down so fast when we broke up. A lot was happening. It was a big mess. And I can't remember him giving me an excuse per se. For cheating or anything. I just remember him giving me so many reasons and so many justifications for what he did.
What is that? Because that is an excuse.
What did he tell me? Ati, she's just a friend. Oh, I was just complimenting her. Ati, I was just...
Complimenting her in the sheets?
I'm telling you the excuses we get, I cannot even explain. I can tell you for sure that time I was too phased to even understand what he was saying. But I remember he was just blabbing a lot about, him being friends with her, ni.
No,
he
I
actually
get.
Even called that chick in front of me so that the chick can explain to me.
Now I get what you see. When I became friends with Josephine, she didn't even approve of any relationship I had with my guy friend. Yes. She's like, no.
No, she was traumatized.
I mean,
I don't believe in guys being best friends. That you're a woman and a man being best friends and you're just best friends without any sexual attachments.
But you have a best friend.
We're very close friends, but I wouldn't term him as my best friend.
Elijah, are you listening?
Ebo explained to her that this is just a very close friendship that is similar to any other close friendships that we have with other people.
Yeah, how is that even different?
No, but you know, even my relationship with Elijah changed when I got into a relationship.
Yeah.
Because there is a boundary you have to set when you have a partner, of course. Now you cannot just have close guy friends. I feel like there has to be that boundary.
Yeah.
But this has been a really nice conversation. I feel like there's still a lot to unpack, though.
But yeah, guys, tell us how you feel about the episode. Share with your friends. Also, let us know what excuse you've been given after somebody cheated on you.
Yeah, or basically anything in the cheating realm. What have you had that has just got you laughing, crying, feeling some type of way? Just let us know in the comment section. There is a segment, there's that car feature on the Spotify page that can allow you to comment and share your opinions. And if that's not possible for you, there's still Instagram where you can comment on the post once we put it up.
Yeah.
And if not, you still have our numbers.
Please, let's grow the community together.
Yeah.
We appreciate your support. We appreciate the responses. Other than that.
Oh, next episode, by the way, will be about, have you ever cheated? Because I feel that that's the segment we haven't talked about. So we'll kind of join that with something else on top of it.
Yes. But other than that, guys, let us just know. And we have to say bye for now.
Yes. Adios. Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.